Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Surviving the Shift, a show where spirituality meets practicality, with your host, Michelle Arbeau.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Surviving the Shift. I'm your host, Michelle Arbeau. We have an amazingly inspiring show tonight, and I'm thrilled to have my guest on tonight because I think she needs a voice, and I think her project needs to be heard, and I'm just tickled pink to be able to help her bring that to a bigger platform and have more people hear about it. But before I bring her on, I just wanted to say something about the soulless layers we've been having, because, of course, as the listeners know, my show is all about spirituality and practicality and merging the two and how we, you know, navigate spiritually in a physical realm. So I wanted to mention about those darn solar flares. They have been wreaking havoc on not only electrical, you know, the electronics and phones and computers. I've had, you know, the show has ended by itself. You know, just crazy things have happened. I've had headaches. And so if any of you are feeling really out of sorts or that you have been, I'm telling you, it's those darn solar flares. And I think that they're over. I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm feeling better the past few days, so I'm hoping it's done because it's been quite an interesting week for sure. So you're not going crazy. You're not bipolar. You're not any of those things, which I thought I might have been. It's just those solar flares. So I guess we're riding the wave as the energy comes from that big ball of flames in the sky or in space, I guess. All right, so let's get to our guest. This story is phenomenal. She's called the girl with the whiteboard, and her name is Lauren Lawson. She's so inspirational. She's just, you know, I admire her courage for doing it because not many people would do what she does. I mean, she has been standing out every weekend in the cold on the streets of Chicago with a whiteboard with inspirational words on this whiteboard and holding this for 4 hours or more in the cold just for the sole purpose of inspiring other people. So it's phenomenal. So I'd like to bring her on. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much, Michelle.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my pleasure. Okay, so I guess let's get right to it. We only have about 27 minutes left of the show, and I want to cover so much because I think that your project is so great. So first of all, how did you come up with this great project?
It was a long-coming project. I think if I had thought of the idea any earlier in my college career, I probably wouldn't have executed it. So I think everything kind of fell into place just at the right time. My original course for schoolwork had been to go to medical school and go into bilingual medicine and be able to help a lot of people, and I just wanted to be able to make a difference. And then in September, I decided that I wanted to discontinue my med school route because I didn't want to incur the lifestyle that would have required of me. I didn't want my family to have to make sacrifices. I didn't want to miss any milestones that my family may have. And I wanted a little bit more creativity and flexibility with my career while still being able to help people. So I actually came down with strep in October. It was October 29th. And I was just thinking to myself, just like, well, what am I going to do as a career now? I mean, I graduate in May. And I don't have a lot of time to kind of decide where I want to shift my focus. My mind just kept leading me back to, well, I have to have a career that's going to help people, that's going to make a difference. And I kind of started thinking, I was like, okay, I have a lot of options. I have some skills that I could use. But what could I even do right now? I have a pretty simple schedule. I'm a senior at Aurora University. So, you know, why not do something with my free time? And, you know, the light bulb just came on and the idea just came to my head. I was like, you know what? I don't know how people are going to react to this, but I feel like it's going to make a difference, and I feel like my passion is what's going to make it successful. So I decided, I guess, to just put myself out there and go out to the city and kind of see what reactions I would get. And then I ended up putting that in words, I guess, on the blog and to be able to share the stories that I received and people who had even inspired me while I was on the street. So I think it's been a very even exchange when it comes to inspiration.
Wow, I mean, that's a lot of guts, you know, to do that, because I don't know many people who would do that, you know, just up and say, I'm going to stand out in the street with a board with words on it and, you know, see what kind of reaction I get. I mean, that is, you know, these kinds of stories that I hear, those are the people that change the world. You know, if you look at anyone who's made a big difference in the world, they've done things that not many people would do. So I commend you for that. But, you know, it's so interesting because I'm always analyzing things from, you know, I guess synchronistically, you know, how did this come about and, you know, just the little signs and the little breadcrumbs along the way. And it's so interesting that you said October 29th because, of course, I'm a numerologist, so I'm always analyzing in numbers. And, you know, that date adds to 16-7, which is a hugely volatile change energy, and it's all about turning the page hard. It's like feeling like you're stripped clean or you're starting new or you're, you know, you're really you know, taking a 180 shift. So it's just interesting that you said, you know, that date is kind of one of those pivotal dates for you. And, you know, Charlie Sheen, for example, was in a 16-7 year last year. So we all know how his year was going, right?
Right.
So that date, you know, I think that date for you, you know, that standing out as being kind of like a pivotal decision point for you is not coincidental. It's very synchronistic. So it's interesting. So what is your intention behind the project other than inspiring people? I mean, where do you see it going? What do you see, you know, what's your vision with the whole thing?
And that's the thing is I feel like people have asked me, well, you know, what's going to happen with this? And I prefer to almost think of it as, you know, it's just a journey because I feel like if we start thinking about it as like, you know, well what's it going to turn into? That's almost like thinking, you know, what's the end going to be? And I kind of don't want to think of it as, you know, something that's ending. I think that this can be something that could even evolve into other things, whether it be, you know, supporting, you know, authors or whatever it may become. But at least for now, what I would like to do with it is to travel to different cities in the U.S. and possibly even the world to keep spreading this even further. It's been, I think, very interesting to see the diversity of people that I've been able to reach, even just in Chicago. I feel like I ended up meeting more people that are international visitors than Chicagoans themselves. I think it was by day 8 of the project, I had met someone from every continent. So that it's pretty interesting. I mean, folks will ask, you know, is it just young people that respond to you, just people around your age? And really, it's not. I've talked to people from all different kinds of places, all walks of life, you know, from millionaires to homeless people, people of all different races, creeds, and colors. And that's been very powerful to me and hearing their stories as well and their perspectives. So I feel like I would only like to spread this, you know, even further, especially now that it's known in Chicago. I would like to take it to other places because I feel like even more people could benefit. So for now, since I'm kind of, I guess, a little bit limited by my school schedule, at least for the semester, what I would like to do is go for my spring break to Washington, D.C., hopefully, to continue it there. I have someone, actually, that I had met who loves the cause so much that he was willing to sponsor my transportation costs to D.C., so at least I can get there. But it's going to be a matter of managing my lodging while I'm there and then just getting out there. So I have about a 2-week span that I can probably head out there for. And then after that, who knows what city will be next? You know, who knows who else is in need? And I kind of can judge that by my viewers. I have a lot of people that are, you know, telling me, hey, you need to come out to Orange County. You need to come to New York. You know, we want to see you here and there. So I would love to be able to satisfy that.
Yes, and I love that you're keeping the door open because that is the key, I think, with so many things. It's allowing. So, you know, again, it seems like it's the whole project is divinely inspired or whatever you want to call it because, it's, you know, you are in the right frame of mind with it, I think. You know, you're not looking ahead to, you know, you're not worrying about it. You're not worrying about where it's going to go or whether it's going to end soon. You're just going with the flow, and that's so important. So, you know, I love it. I love it all. I'm so crazy about this whole concept because, you know, I was on your blog and I was looking at some of the posts and you're a phenomenal writer. I mean, the way that you sum up some of the, you know, experiences you've had, it's so real. It's very raw and personal and, you know, you almost feel like you're there, you know, with you and going through it. So I just love it. I think you're going to go far with it. You know, it's kind of my gut feeling on the whole thing. I think that this is, you know, it almost reminds me of something I saw yesterday. It was something on Yahoo where these two brothers had this company called Life is Good, and they ended up making these T-shirts. And wouldn't that be neat if you had kind of a T-shirt or something with inspirational words on it?
Exactly. Actually, I'm hoping to work with a local company right now. And what their plan is And I, by the way, just as an aside, I love working with people who are doing something very similar to me, go-getters, people that are trying something new and putting themselves out on the line, so I completely support that. So when I came across this idea, I thought it was phenomenal. And what their project is it's kind of like what Tom's Shoes does. For every pair you buy, they donate a pair to someone else. So what they do is they have these T-shirts, and then when you purchase one, you know, depending on, you know, what level, they have different levels that you can purchase at. When you purchase one, they will give one out to a stranger and photograph that person or take a little video and send it to you so you can see, you know, who you've impacted. So I'm hoping to work with this group so that hopefully, you know, maybe we can have some kind of inspirational message and then even spread it even further. So not only do you have something to kind of take with you and to show that you're a dreamer and you are inspired, but also to be able to give that to someone, you know, scot-free, to give it to a complete stranger and kind of help them out even more, even though you're doing it just by wearing the shirt. So I would be thrilled to work with this company, and I've been kind of in communication with them. Hopefully we can get something off the ground quite soon.
I love that. Yes. You know, I'm glad I brought that up because I assumed you probably had already thought of that. But, yeah, amazing. I think that would really take the project to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So tell everyone, I guess tell the listeners how they can reach you, because I'd like everyone to take a look at the blog because I think it's mm-hmm. so great.
Yeah, it's actually at www.thegirlwiththewhiteboard.com, which is kind of interesting how that even came out, because when I thought of the idea, I was like, well, what am I going to call this? And I was like, okay, well, I know I'm going to use a whiteboard, and I know that's how I'm going to spread my messages, but how can people, you know, remember it? And a couple of the domain names have already been taken, like the whiteboard project and things like that. And I was like, well, when people are walking, you know, by me on the street, they're going to be like, hey, you know, did you see that girl with the whiteboard out there? So pretty simple, thegirlwiththewhiteboard.com. You can also reach me on Facebook. I have a page on Facebook and on Twitter at girlwithwhiteboard. Yes, and then let's see. I do have a Pinterest account as well. If anyone's on Pinterest, and I post, you know, more photos and whatnot, because for me, one of the things that I constantly share on the blog and throughout the posts that talk about, you know, my experiences out there, is really appreciating the very simple, tiny little pieces of our lives, because I feel like we are already so consumed by all this negativity that's going on. We see a lot of it in the media. We see a lot of it in our lives. A lot of people are very negative. And they spread that energy, but I feel like if you can learn to appreciate the little things in your life, the little things that make you happy or make you smile, that can make it all the difference. You know, that can make your day, you know, completely turn around. So what I would do even while I was out there is if I saw something that I thought was kind of neat, then I would take a picture of it all through downtown Chicago, and then I post them also on the site along with, you know, the pictures that I have with, you know, some of my viewers, some of my guests, and I post a lot of them on Facebook as well. Like, for example, one day I was just walking to one of my spots to start my day, and I walked back past a bike, and it kind of caught me in the corner of my eye, and I kind of looked back at it, and it was like the dead of winter. It was freezing. It had just snowed. There were flurries. And someone had tied this little tiny bundle of flowers to the back of their bike. And I was like, how beautiful is that? You know, someone, you know, who's out here, you know, just doing their daily routine. You know, it's freezing out. It's not very comfortable out here in the city. It's really, you know, windy. But yet they have this cute little bundle of flowers just on their bike. I was like, you know, what a great outlook, you know, on such a crappy day, you know. So it's nice to see little things like that. So really whatever it is, I'll post the pictures as well. So the pictures are on the Pinterest and on the Facebook, and I post a couple on the website as well. And if you want to reach me directly, you can just email me at thegirlwiththewhiteboard@yahoo.com.
Very nice. You know, it's really neat that you're expanding it to that level, you know, taking, I almost see it as being even, you know, video blogging. That would be really mm-hmm. cool, too. What is your best experience so far with doing this? I mean, I know you've met a lot of people on the streets and, you know, mm-hmm. you've had a lot of responses, but what's been your best yeah. one that's really stood out in your mind?
Mm-hmm. And obviously I have the experiences on there, which everybody can read about. And then a lot of it has been, you know, the comments on the website. Even if you read some of the comments that people posted on the different days or on the purpose, people post some very personal, you know, very inspiring posts, even just comments to me. But I think what has been most influential and what has really kept me going are the private emails that I receive from people. You know, there was one that I received from this girl, and she had told me that, you know, she had recently broken up with her boyfriend, and she really wasn't seeing much value in continuing her life, and she was having a really rough time. And she said that day, you know, she happened to walk past me right on Michigan Avenue, And my sign had said, "You are not alone." And she said that once she saw my sign, even though she didn't approach me, she kind of took that message with her, and she said something clicked in her head. And it made her not want to let anyone control her emotions like that ever again, to not let anyone determine what her happiness was going to be or how she viewed her own life. And so she decided to turn it around, and she's like, "You know what, I've been happy ever since, and I know that I'm strong, and I'm going to be someone, and I'm not going to let anyone tell me otherwise." And so seeing, you know, kind of messages like that, you know, people that I've really been able to touch has been incredible for me. Just knowing that I've even helped one person would have made this project successful, but to know that it has gone far further than that has been fabulous. I think, you know, I went out there, and especially all the beginning articles, you know, right before I went out there, everybody was pretty much sharing that I was attempting to inspire people, but I can say at this point I have inspired people, and that's really powerful, I think, for me to see, and it only makes me want to continue the project even further.
Yeah, it's, you know, it sounds like it's almost as though the right people are being drawn to you to see mm-hmm. those words at that particular time. I just love that. I love the synchronicity of it all. How do you mm-hmm. choose the words that you pick to put on the mm-hmm. board?
I actually have like a running list. So even, you know, I could be sitting in class or, you know, walking around or whatever, and I keep just this list of kind of ideas I want to share with people. And then what I do is, as I need to choose, you know, a phrase to go on there, I kind of condense them down into something that's very manageable, you know, very digestible. It's a few words. If I can get my message down to 3 or 4 words, that's perfect. And then I just go out there with it. And I think it's very neat that, you know, I feel like a subtlety in words that, you know, if you just pick the right ones, it can really, you know, strike a fire in people. And that's, I think, really neat to just with a couple words. And I was talking with my dad about it, and it's interesting how responsive people are to it, I suppose. And I think it's just because, you know, you could see that sentence or that phrase anywhere and really not respond to it. But I think when you see it displaced from somewhere you normally wouldn't see it, you know, and you see a face, someone that's out there dedicated to spreading that message for you, you know, without any, you know, recognition or money for it, just someone out there that is willing to make a stand, to hold that message, to hopefully, you know, inspire other people. And I think, you know, that's powerful to them, that they can see that there's someone out there that cares. And I really think that's important. I think, you know, we kind of forget, you know, that we're out there for each other, and, you know, that we're all kind of struggling and we all have things to deal with. But when we realize that we're not alone, it makes all the difference, I think.
Yes, and I mean, we're so swamped with negativity right now. I mean, the world has kind of gone down the tubes in the past several years with the whole financial crisis, and we're just kind of in, you know, this flailing state where we're just trying to survive or trying to cope, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's so many people like that. And so when you see those words out of context, like you say, and just kind of mm-hmm. on this white background, I mean, it would be profound because, you know, myself, I'm writing a book called The Power of Words. So this is so very interesting to me, what you're doing, mm-hmm. because I did some research as well, and there's a study that says that our language is mostly negative by nature, mm-hmm. which is very interesting. It was a study done by a professor at Penn State University. And it was so very intriguing, and it basically said, it boiled down to the fact that it's really about instinctual or survival mode. You know, we spend more time analyzing or thinking about negative words because they are a threat to us. So when we see positive words, like, you know, on a board like you have, you know, it's really, it kind of catches us off guard and really strikes a chord.
Because mm-hmm. I was going to say, even one day, my phrase was going to be, don't be afraid. I kind of thought about it. I was like, you know what? I want something a little bit more powerful than that. So I changed it to fear nothing. And when
yeah.
I would talk to folks about it, they were like, you know what? I love it. And I thought maybe because of the nature of it, you know, because it was, I guess, somewhat of a more aggressive message than I was usually used to, I wondered if I was going to get a negative response or less response. But you know what? It was the complete opposite. I feel like I got even more response just with the power of that subtle change in those words.
Yes, and I agree with you because I think, you know, the shift over to what you were using versus what you're going to use is kind of like shock and awe or, you know, mm-hmm. something that really jolts you awake, you know, because we're kind of going through our day very, you know, worrying about things and just kind of
right.
in our own little state of defib, I like to call it, because that's kind of what it feels like sometimes. We're kind of in defib, you know. It's like
mm-hmm.
we're just in this weird state of, you know, almost like suspended, you know. And so seeing those words in that powerful way where I guess what I'm trying to get at is that when someone tells you instead of suggests, the words you were using, it more or less tells you, you know, fear nothing rather than, right. you know, suggesting. So, I mean, that can right. profoundly shift someone's perception and shift someone's mm-hmm. day.
Right.
Love it.
And I just feel like, you know, when our lives are so fragile, we have to make every moment count, especially towards realizing our dreams and appreciating what's around us. Because, you know, there's so many, you know, bad things, so many things we can dwell on. But in that, we create our own doubt for ourselves and we don't really realize our potential that, you know, we really do have. I just hope that, you know, I serve as a reminder of, you know, that simple knowledge that we overlook, you know, and we realize how valuable our lives are and how much we are capable of.
Yes, I agree. Have you come across any celebrities or any well-known people on the streets of Chicago yet?
In Chicago, I had, well, no one I would say who is, you know, celebrity status, I suppose. I've run into a couple, you know, reporters, you know, from, you know, the different large media sources down in the city. But it was interesting, someone I did come across, it was on the day that I had my other volunteers come out. It was on January 7th. I had asked anyone who wanted to join me in the Chicagoland area or from anywhere else, anyone who was willing to come out to Chicago, to kind of join in the experience that I had had. So I actually had 18 other people spread across Michigan Avenue, and they had all, you know, been out there with their own message, and it was really powerful for them because they were able to experience what I had and be able to talk with people, and that was really neat. But right at the end, I happened to be standing with one of my other whiteboard followers, and this man comes up, you know, young guy, probably, you know, mid-20s, and we were talking, and he was really listening intently to what my project was, and finally he goes, well, have you seen, you know, the signs out here in Chicago? Because someone has been laminating these signs for the homeless that say, please help, or I'm homeless, and they were actually featured, I think it was in the Tribune, in a little article kind of about that, someone who, you know, has been giving, you know, the homeless people at least, you know, some resources, you know, to get them more noticed. And I go, oh, yeah, I've read about those. He goes, well, that's me. And that was kind of neat because, you know, someone else who's just trying to do a good thing, and we came across each other, especially someone who, you know, received some media attention for it, was kind of neat as well. And he was kind of talking about the same thing, you know, where he doesn't really know where his project will go either, but he's hoping for the best and just kind of enjoying it day to day, you know. And that's what the way I feel my project is, you know, especially with going to different places. I mean, it's nice, you know, to not have a plan for once. You know, I'm not worried about going to med school or getting in or what my career is going to be after that or my hours. I focus on a day-to-day basis, you know, who am I going to meet? You know, what beautiful strangers are out there that can teach me something? And I think that, you know, while it's terrifying to not have a plan, it's very refreshing. And it's something that I've really been able to appreciate, and I would love to just do something like this for a while then, I guess, something as a career. If I can find something that can give me this kind of rush that I receive from helping people in such a simple way, I would love to do that as a career.
Wow. I mean, that you're such an inspiration because there are so many people locked in fear right now. And, you know, that your project itself, of course, is inspirational, but I think your backstory is just as inspiring because there are so many people who want to change, who want to do what it is that their heart is calling them to do, but they just don't have the courage or the strength or, you know, whatever it is that they're lacking within themselves or that they think they're lacking within themselves, that they just can't make the change. So, you know, listening to you and reading, I encourage everyone who's listening to go to thegirlwiththewhiteboard.com because some of the blog posts are phenomenal, but also I was reading the responses and they are amazing. You know, just a couple of words on a board can profoundly shift someone's day, and there are some comments on there that have said just that. So amazing, you know, just truly amazing how just small little things like that can change the world. You know, who says one person can't change the world, right?
Right, exactly. And that's what I keep telling folks, especially the young people. And it's really nice because I feel like a lot of times, you know, my generation is criticized for, you know, being very selfish and, you know, entitled. But I swear to you, if you were to go outside and to do the exact same thing I did and you were to actually talk to these young people, you would be, I think, very comforted in knowing that our future is in store for a lot of good things. I speak with people all the time, you know, young people, you know, whether it be junior high school, or college, that believe they can do something. And I think that's nice. A nice thing that I see about our generation is they know that they can make a difference. But maybe for most of them, it's just they don't know how to navigate that quite yet. They don't know who they need to talk to or where they need to go to accomplish their dreams, but at least they have one. And that's what's nice is I talk to so many that, you know, already are doing things. You know, somebody that I met is in college, or not a college, he's a high school senior, and he already has a PR company. I was like, that's great. I met another student, you know, he's thinking about going to college, but he's already opening for these big name bands. And I'm just like, you know what, if you can create, pursue it. You know, I support education more than, you know, than most. But, I mean, if you have something and you can create and you're doing something, go for it, because you might not get that chance again. I really love talking to these young people, because they are just so refreshing, despite what, you know, anyone can say. And I think even my father is probably one of the biggest offenders of that. But I can really, really appreciate the young people now that I've done this. And I don't know, I feel like a lot of people have said that, you know, they give me a lot of credit for, you know, being my age. I mean, I'm 22, I'll turn 23 in March. And they say that it's nice to see, you know, a young person with my kind of attitude, which is, I mean, it's great, and I'm very humbled to receive that feedback. But it's almost like, you know, if you only knew, I talk to people just like me every day. So to me, I don't consider that, you know, my age to be any type of factor. I think there are people all ages that are doing exactly what I'm doing. And maybe, I guess, the only thing that really separates me is, yeah, maybe I did have a little bit more courage to go out there. But trust me, there are plenty more people like me out there.
I just love the fact that you're going after the younger generation, because I so firmly agree with you on that, because, you know, what I'm seeing with the younger generation is that, I guess, you know, for our parents' generation, you know, I'm in my 30s now, so I guess, you know, I'm roughly close to you, 10
no,
years
you are,
off. But you know, that generation knew what they were supposed to do. It was kind of expected of them to go to school and go to one of the respectable careers, and or maybe follow in the family footsteps and things like that. But our generation, you know, the 20s and 30s crowd, we're really struggling to find what it is we're meant to be doing, because all of a sudden we have these tremendous opportunities in front of us. We can do anything, and the world is kind of shifting towards that way that says, you know, that we can do anything, and it's kind of scary, you know.
Right.
The other generation knew exactly what they needed to do, so there was no thinking involved. It was kind of like going through the motions. But now that we have all this smorgasbord of opportunity, we're just struggling to try to find out what it is we're supposed to be doing. So for you to focus on that group, I think that you're going to change the world.
Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, I mean, I really feel like through talking to all these people, and I mean, whether it's old or young, or, you know, it doesn't really matter. I think they've really inspired me as well. And it only makes me want to continue to be, you know, a better person, and to look at every day as, you know, an opportunity for me to get better. Because, I mean, I at the end of the day, I mean, I'm a person just like anyone else. You know, I have my flaws and things that I feel I could work on, but as long as I keep striving and pushing to do even better, hopefully I can pass that along to others as well. And I feel like that's what I kind of try to accomplish through the blog, like not even just about the days that I'm out there, the days I can kind of reflect on what happened with the whiteboard, but the other posts that I end up putting out there, just about, you know, general topics, and hopefully I can keep spreading my light. And I think that's what the website is really good for, is I feel like, you know, it serves as a platform to kind of show people that they can be dreamers and can, you know, follow whatever they want to do, and that their dreams are really beautiful. That whatever it is, you know, don't let anyone tell you that you can't. I mean, even with this project, I haven't received all the support from everyone. Even not all of my family members have, you know, thought it was a good idea or thought it was going to be successful. But I went for it anyway, because I knew it was going to be successful. So at that point, it really didn't matter to me what anyone else thought, because I knew it was going to be successful, and my passion was going to carry it to be successful. And that's really the only way you have to think about everything, you know? I mean, even something simple. Like, for example, I'm not the best at math, but I took calculus here at AU because it was required for my major, and at first I struggled. But you know what? I wasn't going to let myself be a victim. I was like, you know what? No, I am going to champion this class. And I did what I could. I talked to my professors, my classmates. I got a tutor, you know, and I sucked it up. And you know what? By the end, you look at my transcripts, and it shows that I actually did pretty well in calculus. So it's amazing. Anything you set your mind to, you know, you really just have to calibrate your mind. I think success is a mindset. And if you're willing to sacrifice and you're willing to do anything that you can to make that a reality, it will. You know, it's just a matter of putting in the effort. And that's simply it, just believing in your cause. And really, you can achieve anything.
Yes. That's so the key for this generation is that they need to know that. They need to know they have all the option in the world. They can do anything and be anything. They just need someone like you to tell them that, I think, and just help them to recognize it within themselves. You know, I think that's key. I totally think you're on the right track, and I'm so very pleased to have you on the show today, and I hope that it does bring you more, you know, more followers and more people paying attention to you, because I think that's what you need to take this to the next level, and I so see it going there, and I'm so thrilled that I was able to have you on the show first, because I think you're going to be on Ellen, and you're going to be on all these shows that, you know, are going to take you there, so thank you for coming on, Lauren.
Thank you very much, very much for having me on. I appreciate it. I mean, any way that I can, you know, share my light, I am all for it, so thank you very much for considering me.
My pleasure. So good luck, and keep me posted, please. And I'll be following your journey, and I wish you the best of luck, because I know you're going far.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, everyone. Next week, I think what we're going to do is an all-reading show again. I haven't done that in a while, so I think that's what we're going to do. Last time I did it, I know we had so many callers I couldn't get to them, but that's okay. We'll get to as many as we can, and we'll have another one in the future. So definitely tune in next week for another great episode of Surviving the Shift, and have a great weekend.